This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes. We outside. I always gotta add something to it. Can't keep it the same.
If it's not, you don't know the vibes. It's we outside. It's Gambisara. It's the whatever.
Yeah, you know what village I'm from. Okugiri Gambisara, Okwanda Gambisara. We gave birth to the Gambia. So all my Gambisara brothers and sisters, put your hands up. This is for you guys. Yes, sir. Shout out to Gambisara for life. That sounds like a whole gang. Gambisara for life.
Isn't there something like in Islam that says like being too prideful about where you come from?
Ah, Allahu Alam. I don't know about that.
You should search it up. Because you fall under the category.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of being a Gambisara and gay. Why wouldn't I be? It's Gambisara. I gave birth to the Gambia.
Anyway, we're going to forget about that joke because we're going to be here forever. Every episode we talk about that.
No, I haven't said that in a minute. Actually, I've been a little bit calm on it because, like, you know, you said I always say it. It's getting corny, so I was like, let me try. But then I get texts from people talking about that's their favorite line. So how is it getting corny?
Because
they're not even from Gambisara. That's how you know that bar is a bar. Gambisara might actually pick up that bar. They're going to have to pay me, though, because I made that line up myself.
They can't pay you if you don't trademark yours.
I'm about to trademark that line. Yo, whoever know how to trademark it, let me know.
Is it trademark or is it like...
It's trademark. Yeah, I got to make sure I get that joint trademark because I want to make money from that line. I make nice lines. Like Jalandi, I'm trademarking that.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
some people call me Jalandi.
We are back with episode number what, babe?
Episode nine? Number nine.
Right.
Number nine.
This is 10?
Nah. For real?
Mm-hmm. Wow. But before I even like... before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to thank and appreciate everyone who listens to us and always gives us feedback and gives us ideas and all that type of stuff. We love you guys.
And for the newcomers, we appreciate y'all finally joining the family.
Right, it's been long. Episodes deep. Where have you been?
I kept telling you guys, y'all missing out. And y'all finally, let me see, so you just started to tune in, huh? Okay, buddy.
I've been posting about it every day. You just not asking me how to access this link.
No, let me stop. We still appreciate it. We appreciate you guys.
We have been getting a lot of questions, like side questions, like people always hitting us up. So we decided to make a link. It will be an anonymous link, and I'll place it in this episode's description where you can press on it and submit a question to us. Mm-hmm. It could be about anything. Next episode, we've decided that we're going to go through this list and answer all the questions you guys have for us, whether it takes us 5 hours,
seven hours.
No, I'm joking.
We don't got that time, sweetheart. We have a whole child.
Anything, we are ready to, you know, give our little intake on it.
Yeah, you know, the Biagi look.
And what about me?
The Biagi look. Now let me stop. The BNB look.
Wow.
I'm just trying.
You see how they be doing their wild.
Come on, listen, babe. Mm-hmm. We already know. The name is Binta and Biagi. It's not Biagi and Binta. I put your name first for a reason. Right? It's the Binta and Biagi edition.
I'm the one who made the...
You didn't make it. Your friends made that name.
Babe, I'm talking about who actually said this.
Who actually made that name, though?
Babe, I'm talking about... No. Who actually set this whole channel up? Me. I'm the one that put my name first.
Okay. Who actually came up with the idea?
A B&B edition?
Of this whole channel. Me.
Right.
So it should start with my name.
But who keeps us consistent? Me.
Me.
If it was up to Biagi, we would be having an episode every 2 months. Because he ain't consistent for nothing to save
Wanna
his life at all.
really be like, I'm consistent with a lot of things, love.
Yeah, anyways, today's episode, it's going to revolve around us becoming parents, mainly Biagi's perspective, the guy's perspective. I'll be interviewing you. I don't know what's going on with my English today. I would be
Go look into the dictionary.
interviewing him on, the pregnancy, how he felt during the childbirth and after and everything. Are you ready?
Alhamdulillah, bring it on, sweetheart. Bring it on, my love.
All right. So, in general, okay, so do you feel like the time that we decided to have Muhammad or that Allah gave us Muhammad was the right time?
I mean, yeah, you can definitely never question Allah's
All right.
plan, but
Every time is the right time, right?
when did I want to have a child is what you want to say.
Babe, relax.
No,
I know you're going ahead, so relax.
the
I
time,
actually
because I don't
did.
want it to seem like I'm questioning Allah's timing, because I would never
Okay,
question
okay.
Allah's timing.
Okay. You can say
I
it
am
like
not a kuffar, I am a Islamiyya
As a Muslim from Saudi Arabia. Bro, you're not even from
Islamiyya.
Saudi.
But yeah, so me personally, we all know. Oh, alhamdulillah, we're grateful Ba came the time that he came. Would I have wanted a son or a child before he came? Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, we about to cut this episode. Cut. That's literally not the question we asked. I asked you.
What you
I
ask?
said, do you think the time he come was perfect?
Yeah, it was definitely perfect.
Right.
100%.
Why are you talking about other stuff? Anybody ask you all that stuff?
No,
Talking
but I
about,
thought that I was done with it.
no, it's literally
Because you said
not.
the timing of it. So I'm saying, like,
Yeah, if you want it early,
even if it
that's your
happened
business.
earlier, I would have
Okay.
been grateful for that.
Okay, that's what you're trying to
That's
say.
what
Okay.
exactly. My English is a
But
little
I'm saying, do you
soft.
think it fit with our life, like at the moment that it happened?
Yeah. I think it helped. Also, I think it made. Yeah, it came at the right time because that's when Honewarini, two jobs. I haven't said that in a while.
If you tune into any of our other episodes, Biagi be preaching that he have two jobs.
Two
He
jobs.
think he the only one in the world that got two jobs. Please, my brother.
Everybody, when I tell them that I have two jobs, what? Still? I'm
Nah,
like, brother,
man.
brother, listen, listen.
And then when somebody hits you that they working 120 hours a week, that's nothing compared to your two jobs.
Who doing that? 120 hours? Huh?
Not 120 hours, but
You know a person who
he
does that?
works more hours than you work in a week, babe.
How
Just
many
'cause you got
hours you
two,
work? Because I work a lot of
babe.
hours. Okay.
This person, I'm not gonna expose him, but he works in the morning
Yep.
from like six. Well, this is his fresh from 6 p.m. This is a family, 6 p.m. till 3 a.m.
Okay,
Then he
6
wakes
p.m.
up
to 3.
9 a.m. Then he wakes up 9 a.m. and then go back at 6 p.m.
Wait,
5 days a
hold
week.
on. 6 p.m. to how many? What? To 6 a.m.?
No, 6 p.m. to 3 a.m.,
6 to 3.
then 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So when he
Wait,
does
I'm
this,
bugging.
yeah,
It
why
can't
couldn't
be.
you just say
Well, I'm
from
saying
9 a.m. to 6?
it's like 9 to 6 and 6 to 3.
But
Yeah,
that's a,
then that's it.
he's
But
doing a
more.
double 5 days a week. La ilaha
You gotta go
illallah.
to a conference, so babe, please humble yourself.
Who is this person? This person is
My.
incredible. Allahu Akbar, really?
Yeah, I didn't expose the person, but anyways, that's not the point. We're here, so you felt like it came during the right time. So,
Yeah, the
going on the
checks were hitting.
pregnancy, how what did you think about me during the early stages of the pregnancy? I'm not saying when everything,
Before I even found out you was pregnant?
no, after, like the early stages. So
After.
let me tell you, actually, guys, when I found out I was pregnant, I did a surprise,
Yep, that was fire.
Biagi for Biagi.
Was fire.
I know, but I think I told you like a couple of days after, actually. I didn't really hold it that long. I just did a little
Yeah,
surprise.
but it was fire because she made a sign. You know what I'm
And what did it
saying?
say?
It said, "Hey, Daddy."
Can't wait to meet you. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, hey,
Yeah.
Daddy, can't wait to meet you. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, and that I think I had the sonogram, right? Oh,
No, you
no,
put
I didn't.
the thingy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, how did you feel later on in the prank? I mean, the
Let's say,
beginning,
how
in the
did I feel in
beginning.
that
Okay,
moment?
in that moment, sorry.
In that moment, at first, I thought you was pranking me.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, you know, you play too much. I said, this girl must be pranking me, because I always kept talking about I want to have a kid, I want to have a kid.
All right, let's go back. I'm not stop. I was not stopping anybody from having. That's not the thing here. I don't want people to think that, okay, I was stopping us from having a child.
No,
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 we just
no.
had like a plan, you know?
It was a game plan, alhamdulillah,
Yeah.
and Allah allowed our game plan to
So
happen the
we're
way it
through,
happened.
alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I know that. I agree 100%. I would
What?
not disagree on that. I'm just saying, I thought you was pranking me, though.
Okay, huh?
I was
And
like,
then when
nah,
you
she
found
must
out
be
you were through,
playing.
were you
And
really
then when you said,
excited?
I was like, wait, are you serious? I think in the video, I was like, yo, you serious? And I looked at your eyes, like, I had a serious face. You know, I joke a lot. I'm like, bro, you serious? Like, don't play with me right now. You say, no, I'm serious. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, I was mad. I don't know, that joy was different. I'm not gonna lie.
And since then, we kept this a secret until I was like 7 months when we went with our moms to Saudi. That's when they found out.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But my mom been found out. She said she been known. You know, our mother.
My mom knew too.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, she found out when your mom found out, 'cause your mom told my mom.
No.
Yeah,
Oh, really?
your mom's the one who told my mom. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying SOD.
Oh,
I'm saying my
okay.
mom been new, like when I
Oh,
was like
before so,
3 months
I mean, I
early.
think it's normally like that. I feel like the
Your
moms,
mom's, yeah,
when they're
whatnot.
around the daughter, they could tell,
Yeah.
you
Okay,
know.
so anyways, fast forward. Okay, so all right, now we went that you was really happy when you found out, right? We didn't know the gender though.
Yeah, I didn't know the gender.
The plan was that we was gonna both not know the gender. That's what I told the doctor when I went. I said, I don't wanna know the gender, but she still had to take like a blood work test. And
Yeah.
she told me, do not scroll at the bottom. That gender will be at the bottom if you scroll down.
And Nosy Binta, what
I
did you
said,
do?
whoop. I said, whoop, that was by accident. Was it an accident? I don't know, but I know the
This
gender.
girl is nosy. She can't. She has to figure everything out, understand what's going on.
And then I didn't tell Bianca until I was 7 months pregnant. But I'm skipping the story. I'm skipping the story. Okay,
Yeah,
so
you
now,
going too high,
how did you
low, high,
feel? How
low.
did you feel like all right, the first 2, 3 months, how did you feel?
Of the pregnancy,
Yeah.
I
It was like normal, right?
at that time
What?
she kept saying, babe, how do I look? I'm like, you look great. Do I look like I gained weight? I'm like, no, babe, you look alhamdulillah, Allahu Mubarak. You look beautiful. Ndudia. I ain't crazy.
I
Say, yeah,
didn't.
you look like you
Oh
gained
my
weight. Ndudia.
gosh. Yeah, pregnancy is something
But I
else.
ain't gonna lie, you didn't look like
Yeah, in the
you.
beginning, I didn't.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, throughout the whole thingy, people wouldn't have noticed. Like, you know, a lot of people didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And when I told them, oh, she's pregnant. Remember, even my sisters, they
Oh,
didn't
yeah,
know.
that's true.
They was like,
But
what?
I also wear like
I thought
a
it was like 8 months
bias.
away,
I wear
already
like a
passed.
bias and, you know, baggy clothes. So
Yeah,
people
but
are
you
not
know,
gonna really
no,
tell.
because even that, some people, you can still see it even
But I'm
in that.
saying me, and I'm a tall person too. Also, if you're a tall person, like sometimes your pregnancy is not gonna be known
Facts, that's
more.
facts.
I know for sure, short people, their pregnancy is be, it can be able to be tell
Yeah.
easier.
Yeah, facts, I.
But okay, so it was pretty easy, you know, along the lines. But I remember I was having a hard time with congestion, baby. You remember you used to take me like 4 hours to go to sleep
Yeah.
because I'll be coughing and
Yeah,
coughing and
I'll be like, yo, you need water? What you need? Like,
I
do you
didn't
need
even.
medicine? What do you need? You like, no,
I
I'm
didn't know
good. I'm
what
like,
was
are you
going.
sure you coughing a lot?
Let me tell you, because this is like I'm sleeping, I'm not noticing, I'm coughing until I check my phone. It's 1 a.m. I'm like, what's going on? I'm still not sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I kept looking at, babe, you coughing. You need water? No, I don't need water. You sure?
Man, I was going through
Babe,
it.
you're coughing again. You need water. Babe, I don't need water. I'm like, okay, if you need water, don't tell me I'll get you water now.
I remember this lady at my old job. She's this African Ivorian lady. Shout out to her. She gave me a remedy. She said blend ginger and the actual lemon
Okay.
and then blend it. And then every morning take a spoonful, put it in hot water. And that's what gave me like a
Oh, that's why.
miracle. That's why I
Yeah.
still do that now because
Yeah, that
that really
just.
helped me out,
And
bro.
it's actually good for your immune system,
Yep,
right?
ginger is very good for your immune system. Yeah, okay, so now fast forward, we're gonna skip a little bit. Now I'm like 6, 7 months. I'm showing more, still not out to the public.
Yeah.
But how do you feel like every day me going to work?
Yeah, that's the thing. I kept asking, are you sure you're not trying to call out? Call out, babe. You could call out. You, matter of fact, tell them you don't want to come in no more. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know, alhamdulillah, we was about to. I didn't know Allah already, right?
No, I wasn't gonna leave there. I was
That,
no.
yeah, you.
No, babe, I got this new job after.
Oh, it
Like when
was
I was like
after.
literally almost due, like in February. Remember?
Okay. Oh, okay. But yeah, I kept just saying, yo,
She
babe,
was
you
telling me
do.
to quit my job.
I kept saying, you don't need to
And
work.
yeah, I'm not, I don't doubt you're gonna not, I know you're gonna support me, but you ain't gonna support me as much as my job support me.
She said, "You're not gonna be paying me though, mom. My job is paying me."
I will ask him, are you gonna match my salary? And he'd be like, yes, I bet.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm going to work. You got it.
I'm like, I don't even know her salary. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to match it. Exactly. And then if she would have told me, I would have probably been like, girl, are you all right? I'd probably do half of it. But it was just a matter of, I didn't want to see you tired.
Yeah, no.
You know, I didn't like the, like, because every time you come back home, you was exhausted. And I felt bad. Like, damn, what can I do? Until I throw on a banking rob. I kept telling her, yo, I think we got to do another game plan on a stock for the life.
But
rob
actually,
a bank.
Like working the whole, my whole pregnancy, I worked till the day I gave birth. It actually helped me. My feet never swole up. Like I was
yeah.
really like active, you know?
Yeah.
That was
That's why even my mom, remember when I was like to my mom, when my mom found out, she said, and she still be working. She was working this whole time. I'm like, yeah. She said, huh? That woman is strong.
Gotcha. I'm like, I was pushing
know?
Myself. You didn't even know, oh, babe.
I said, ma, that's all I go for. I went for a strong woman.
Let me tell you, babe. Usually, like, I'm not the fastest worker, but I have a pace.
Yeah.
Babe, when I was pregnant, bro, I used to walk like a snail. No.
Oh, okay.
It'd be like, one foot.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
like, no. But you still showing up.
Yeah.
Even calling out. It was like, it was a fight.
I barely
to
called
out.
Right?
Out.
Yeah.
I'm like, babe, you're tired.
Yeah, you know,
but
thing
I got
to
work.
Me, like, if you, I don't want people to, like, I don't want people to have something on me. Like, you know, you hired me to do a job. I want to be trustworthy towards that position, you know?
Alhamdulillah, Allah made it that a woman gets pregnant instead of a guy. Because if that was me, my job was not seeing me, I'll tell you that much. I'll be trying to call out over the littlest things.
Bro, this man wakes up every morning, ah, I'm having a bad day. I think I'm going to call that blood, brother.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Brother, at this point, I just be like, yeah, whatever. Every day you're having a bad day.
I'm grateful for you for that, because if it wasn't for you, babe, we would be broke, because every day I want to call out.
You remember you used to tell me? I don't know if this is true, but you was telling me that you used to have... I remember one time I asked you, why you want to call out? And mentally, I'm not okay.
Mentally, I'm not okay.
I mean, so what are you going through, like depression? Like, not to like downplay mental disorder,
mental
illnesses.
Yeah,
but
it's real.
Yes, but this man really like be trying to use everything in the book.
Not gonna lie to me.
Yeah.
Because I know what I babe, you're not even sick. Okay, yeah, I'm not sick, but mentally I can't go to work. Because mentally, I'll be tired, bro. She'd be like, "Your mental health? No." So what you mean mentally?
And
Boy,
I'll
I'm
be like,
tired,
"Do you
bro."
need a therapist? Because we can work on getting a therapist."
Yeah,
But
every time it's mentally, I'm not okay right now.
But anyway, let's fast forward. So I'm about 7 months, and I decide that, okay, this is when I want to tell Biagi the gender. Because I'm also the type of person, like, I didn't tell anybody that I was, we were having a child. I'm like the type of person, I hide like things very dear and near to my heart. I don't need no evil eye. I don't need anything.
Well, I mean, I'll protect us from
Like that,
that.
I didn't want, even like we had a conversation, like a little like conversation about you wanting to tell your family, and I was like, no.
No, I wanted to tell my friends.
Oh yeah, I'm like, bruh.
I was so upset with her because she did not allow me. I wanted to
Why would you
surprise my
tell your
friends.
friends, bro?
Babe, you
That's not
told your
weird.
friends.
But I told them like 7 months, babe.
That's
We
what I
was
wanted
having
to
this
tell my
conversation,
boys.
and I was like, but it's different, though. Not to say anything about your
Yeah, okay,
friends.
let's ask the
Hold on,
people.
okay, hold on.
How
Let me
about
explain. Let me
that?
ask. Let me explain. Not to say anything about your friends, though. But what I'm saying is, I trust my circle. I know the people that I hang out with.
Yes.
I don't know your friends. And who's carrying this baby?
Baby.
If anything, I will die. I will lose my
Hey,
life.
think about
No,
it's our
listen to
baby
me.
though.
But who's at the moment? Whose life is in
Okay,
danger?
look at it like
Yeah, I
this. Look at
understand.
it like this. You got to celebrate with your friends.
It wasn't really a celebration, baby.
Babe, they was
I went out
excited
to
for
dinner
you.
with them,
Listen.
and they would have found out if I opened my jacket. So I was
Okay,
like, yeah,
sweetheart.
I'm gonna tell them before they be like, oh, why you didn't tell me? That
Yeah,
was really kind of the, mindset.
okay, but at the end of the day, you did tell your friends and they got excited and ran up to you and you got a whole video of it. Girl, I have nothing.
Okay, all right. So let's first of all, let's stay on that topic. Hold on, hold on. Let's stay on this
Oh,
topic.
we holding on for real.
All right, so I want everybody to hit us up in the reviews or whatever, or in the description on the
We all know
blueprint,
I'm
the
right.
blueprint that I'm
Y'all
the
don't need to
link.
hit us up.
Maybe stop the link that I'm gonna leave underneath to say who's right. But also, I want to say this: who showed up for our son more when our child was brought into this world?
What? Oh, we're not going that route. Hold on, baby. What are you
Babe,
trying to
but I'm
do?
just saying something.
What are we
What?
doing out here?
I'm not saying nothing to him. I'm
You
just.
going beyond, above and
I'm
beyond right
listen
now.
to my question, babe. No shade. I'm
No,
just saying.
we're you just changed the topic.
No,
We're
I'm
not.
saying though.
We're on
But
the topic of my
okay,
friends.
listen to, right. You're not hearing me out. Listen to my question, babe. Who? All right. Say we both told our people, right? Right.
Yes.
But
That
whatever
didn't
you,
happen.
right? It didn't happen. At the end of the day, they still found out when he was born, right?
Neither.
Right or wrong,
It's not the same.
babe. Right or wrong, babe. Tonko. Right or
I'm
wrong,
telling you the
babe. Just
truth.
right or
She said,
wrong.
"Don't go." That means tell me the truth.
Babe, listen to me though. Listen to me. I know you don't want to say it, but I need you to say
Say,
it.
babe, listen.
When Muhammad was brought into this world, who showed up for him more? Not saying that people need to show up for your child, but I want you to see my
You
point.
talking about between my friends and your friends?
Right.
It was your friends
Okay, my
because they got time to prepare. That's what I'm jacking.
still to this day they preparing? To the day, today,
It's different between guys, but they gave me crap. They gave me the money.
babe,
So a lot of things that I got for bought is from their money.
babe,
Don't do that. Don't try to violate my
babe,
friends. Yo, brothers, y'all showed up for me. I don't care what my wife
babe,
says. Y'all showed
please
up.
stop acting like they gave you $200.
Girl, they gave me more than that.
How much they gave you? We
You
ain't
want
gonna
me
say
to
it specific,
expose
but
my
babe, I just want you
boys?
to say something like.
Okay, your friends did show. I ain't gonna lie, they showed up on the way. I was like, damn. They had me not buy diapers for like how long?
Clothes.
Yeah, they did a lot. I'm not gonna lie. Your friends, your
My
friends.
point of this
May Allah bless.
conversation, I
Wait,
want
let me just
the
say this. May Allah bless all of you guys that contributed to this
I
boy right
mean
here. Don't worry, when we become famous and I mean a soccer player, when he goes pro, he's gonna pay you all back and buy the diapers y'all bought and stuff. Bye's gonna pay it back.
I
I'm
mean
gonna make sure if y'all have kids, he's buying them diapers.
I
Yes.
mean but my point of the, I just want to go back and say like guys need to do better.
Okay.
Like y'all gotta do better. It's not all. It's not que do not be there. This living in this world is not all about, oh, this is my friend. This is my friend. It's about being there for your friend when something happened for them, right?
Yeah.
Even girls too. A lot of people that I expected to be there for me weren't there for me, and that's okay. You know, everybody
As
is
their
living
thingies.
life. Everybody's doing their own thing.
Okay.
But my point is right now it's toward the boys because the girls did their thing.
Okay, but we can't do that because yes, you know me, I'm gonna back my brothers on one occasion. Sweetheart, we pay rent. There's nothing more to that. It's not easy. The girls can spend, they get to save their money. A lot of the time, a lot of sisters.
Babe, I'm
No,
not asking for
I know that.
a
Can you let
Birkin.
me Yo, let me.
I'm not asking for a Birkin.
Yo,
babe.
let me spit.
Like, people I know recently gave birth, and I just sell them $20,
okay.
sell them $30, sell them $40. We not asking for, I'm not asking for a Birkin.
Let me talk.
I'm not even asking. I don't need nothing. Just come see your nephew.
Okay.
Just come see your nephew.
Yo, you, I'm buying friend and wife and I lack and again.
I'm not even trying to go too deep in this conversation.
She's trying to violate my boys. Anyways, they did come see.
Babe, okay, we gonna skip over this. Anyway, 7 months.
No. You didn't let me sit.
Okay, sorry.
I gotta spit my bars. You went off on my boys. I'm about to go off.
Okay, go, babe. Talk
so
about
the thing is,
bars.
With the brothers, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, keep saying
bless
rent,
all of you guys.
Babe, bro, you could just come see somebody.
Sweetheart, love it, fam. It's different. Like I said, a lot of them have wives. They're all getting ready. You know when it's time for marriage, you have no time for me. Personally, remember when it was time for me and you to get married, or it was that time, right?
I agree, but
I
babe,
went on
listen, you made
wait,
time for go, to go on dates with me, right?
Can you
did you make time to go on dates with me?
Can you lie,
listen
lie,
to
lie,
me,
lie,
babe.
Lie,
did
lie,
you
lie.
Did you make time to go on dates with me?
Subhanallah. Can I talk?
Just 5 minutes, like
can
babe.
Can I talk?
You make in this world. Listen, guys, yeah, you make time for what you love. Want.
Let me know when you're finished because I ain't finished my story.
It's a heated conversation.
Like I said, if. I know it. You know my brain is trash.
You said
I just forgot.
They making time. They don't have time for
okay,
nobody
yes.
else but
so
themselves.
You know how it was when we was getting ready.
I don't
to get
know.
Married.
Please
I was
stop telling me.
Grind
I don't
mode.
Know.
That's
I
when
don't
the two
know.
Jobs was on.
You,
I was on it.
Yeah, I don't
two
know.
Two jobs complete.
Because you still had time to spend time with me, so
okay,
I don't
but
know.
But that's the thing with them; they get time to spend with their wives.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
Whatever. I'm
so
not arguing
like,
to people
no,
for people to come see their family. Like I'm really not.
And you can't. That's what I'm saying. We don't know their situation.
Definitely
everybody's
not.
Busy.
Definitely.
We got busy lives. Brothers have busy lives. Real, babe. We are very busy people.
Okay, you done? Because this is the whole point of your argument.
I got to see
busy.
My brothers, and they did show up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what y'all did. Mm-hmm. Allah knows what y'all did.
And
she don't
all.
Know what y'all did because I didn't tell her the money y'all gave me. Dude, yeah. I did not. I just bought the stuff.
So you ain't buying nothing for your son?
I bought what? Swana, like, babe, the stuff that I bought, that was for
what
their
stuff?
Money.
What stuff?
Why is she trying to violate, bro?
I'm joking. Let me stop. No, I'm joking. I'm not looking at nobody's pockets. I'm just saying, like.
Okay, but that's you know? What I'm saying. The sisters are more thoughtful, gift giving, and buying stuff. They
it's
know.
Not about gift giving, babe. I'm just saying, come look at your son. Come look at your nephew.
But.
That's all.
They,
I don't need money. I don't need nothing from nobody. Alhamdulillah. I love
they
best
munch
to provide.
It. When Bazi munch it, they came.
Babe, who came?
My main guys.
Crickets.
La ilaha illallah. Don't do that. His baby shower, they showed up.
Okay, anyways. Child, let's move on.
Why are you trying to violate my boys?
No, I'm joking.
Biagi
friends.
Don't hate my wife after
hi,
this,
Hi, Biagi friends. Please don't hate me.
Don't hate my wife. I swear to God, she talks good about you guys. It's
nah,
just today. She's trying to show up for her friends. We all know, brothers. Y'all did a lot for
nah,
me.
Alhamdulillah. We appreciate all the support. The little, the one that goes unnoticed, we appreciate
yes,
all the support.
The duals. The duals. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay so how did you find out when you was having a boy? About when you was having a boy? I did it this how I did it. I did like a confetti from, I bought it from Party City, guys.
Yeah.
We did an at-home gender thing. I bought a confetti and I just mashed the confetti to the gender, which was blue, and I made him pop in the house. That's it.
Yeah,
how'd
but,
you feel?
Yeah. We have that video. I would have posted it. I might post it.
We're not
it.
Posting it.
No, I'm gonna post a little clip.
No, babe, we know.
Just a little ticket.
No, babe, no.
1, 2, 3, 3.
Anyways, how'd you feel?
It was a moment of alhamdulillah. Because remember, I kept saying when you was asking me, do you know the gender? And I kept saying it's a boy, and you was I didn't know for sure.
No, because I show you what I put in the cart, the registry thing, and you said it kind of looked like boy stuff, like boy colors, even though it was neutral colors. I don't know.
But you kept trying to throw me off. And I was like, she's trying too hard to throw me off. I might have been right. But I still was surprised. I'm all because I wasn't 100%. I could say I was like 60-40, to be honest. I was leaning more towards a boy. But then I was like, I don't mind a daughter. Because I think then I seen, after I set that color thingy, you showed me a car with a girl stuff. I said, okay, hold up. I might be wrong.
I actually thought I was going to have a girl first.
Yeah?
Just because your mom has mad girls.
Yeah.
But my mom had more boys than girls. So, I don't know.
And but it is on the guy, though. They
yeah.
Said,
who
the
knows?
Gender.
Who really knows this science stuff?
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, but anyways, okay, so
fault.
Now we're getting to like 8, 9 months.
But I didn't even say how I felt.
Oh, sorry.
Yo, she just trying to rush through this episode, bro. She was going on. She's not letting me spit today. All right, she's trying to control. Listen, sweetheart, when I found out that moment, I looked up. I see Allah. Because at first I just popped the thing. I seen white. I said, what is white? I was like, yo, like, what does that mean? We getting twins? I had no idea. Because you know the confetti is white and blue. But when the first thing when I popped it, like literally the confetti I seen was white. I said, oh God, what does that mean? Does that mean we getting twins? And then I seen blue. I said, oh, okay, alhamdulillah, you know. And that was very exciting though. I'm not all I was like,
I bodied that, right?
Nah, you bodied it. Because I remember every time I kept trying to get it out of her, like, yo, come on, can you tell me? And then she kept saying, babe, I'm gonna do a gender reveal for you. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm excited about that. But I don't
And
really care.
we're not saying go cop it a kufar,
Yeah,
okay?
it's not a coup. Yeah, it was just a thing that it's just a surprise for me. It was not a matter of, no, because they do it with a big thingy, like
No, some
family.
people do it with that too. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, be mindful of what you do. That's all
Yeah,
I'm
but
saying.
we didn't do it with the intention of copying the coup. Yeah, no, it was just, that's how you wanted to let me know.
I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there before you do anything. Think
Yeah,
about your
so just
wishes.
because we did it don't mean it's right. We don't know. May Allah forgive us if it's wrong.
Right.
But anyways, she did what she did, and I really loved it. You know, it made me very happy. I think I hugged you in the video or whatnot. Like, it was something that really is very exciting, baby.
It's when I fast forward to 8, 9 months, the final months of pregnancy. This was really, it was like getting hard.
You know, the thing that made me like feel like damn was the car. We didn't have a car at the time, right?
Yeah, I know.
So going back and forth for you to go to the hospital, yo, I felt bad.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, those are the things where I was thinking, yo, am I doing this right? Like, we don't have no car, like idiot, she gotta take the train. Yo, I felt horrible. I didn't tell you that, but yo, I felt like yo, I'm useless right now. Like that's probably when I kept saying I don't wanna go to work, the mental part, I was feeling that in the head.
No, babe,
But that had
please.
nothing to do
That
with
was not. That was
the
not. Don't try to name my pregnancy
But
for you.
mentally, that's how I was feeling. I was like, damn, like yo, I gotta do better. I don't
Yeah,
know
but we
what I
ended
got
up getting
going.
a car. So alhamdulillah. The goal
Yeah.
was always to get a car.
Before Ba came.
Yeah, but I
No,
was
I
like,
didn't.
yeah, I ain't doing this. No way. Am I finna be having this baby at MTA with a stroller and
But
never gonna go to work?
how was it going to those appointments?
I actually like walking, to be honest. It was just the train stairs.
Really?
It was just the stairs that would get me like tight.
Yeah, it
But
was sad.
I didn't mind walking. I felt like it kept me
Yeah,
active, like,
because
you
you was
know?
working even till I think you was working all the way till birth.
Yeah, literally the day I was supposed to go to work, I called out. I was out. I asked them if I could work from home, and it was like, yeah.
That's crazy still. I ain't gonna lie. That you really went the whole 9 months going to work. I'm talking about, babe, you definitely
Alhamdulillah.
strong. I ain't gonna
Thanks.
lie, it did make me look at you like that. Like, yo, this girl, she different. Cause like I said, me,
Shoot.
I look for any excuse. That would have been my biggest, best excuse ever. Yeah, go live. I love work. Trust me, I love my job. I'm not trying to make it seem like if any of my coworkers is listening, I love the job. Don't go and snitch on me now. Don't go tell Stuart.
Why would you say your boss's name up here?
No,
Relax.
I might have to delete that. Nah, I'm keeping it. Please, just know I love my job. I love what I do. Right? I just have my days. When I wake up, I'm always grumpy.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get to that.
Another day, right? We talk about that another day. We have
Yeah.
these dilemmas in life. Okay,
Well.
so now we fast forward to the day I gave birth. It was March 14. That day I woke up and I went to move the car, and I was gonna go to work, and then I was like, "Baby, think I should go to work? Like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't feel good.
And you already know my answer.
Don't go to work." I
Yep.
was not gonna go to work, but then when I was moving the car, when I was moving the car, I was like, "Oh nah, let me go." And it was Ramadan that time, so you know I cleared out the freezer. I was getting ready to cook some pepper soup, some huturi. I was getting ready to cook some huturi and stuff like that. And then I went to go take a shower. I'm like, oh no.
You
The
felt pain?
hospital need to see me now.
Oh, you felt pain?
Yeah, and then that's when I texted you and was like, I'm gonna go to the hospital. Don't leave work yet, but I'm gonna let you know what they
Yeah, because I
say.
was ready to bounce. When she
Yeah.
said, I'm going to the hospital, I said, what? She said, the next message she said was, don't leave work. I'm like, damn, she knew I was about to leave. Right, go ahead.
And then so I left, and then I got in an Uber to the hospital. I wasn't gonna drive there because that's really
Yeah,
crazy.
no. I
That
think
Uber was like $50-something.
I've paid for that, no?
I don't remember. That's
Yeah,
a
I think I
blur
paid for
now.
that, but yeah, go ahead.
But it was an African guy, bro. I was in his backseat huffing and puffing. I didn't dunk on him and say nothing to him.
I mean, because you know how cool Uber no go mokobe. Nowadays, when you get in the Uber driver interacts with you or tries to chat
Yeah,
with you,
that's
people
true.
get annoyed with
That's
him.
true.
You know what I mean? So I guess now, but they all know, don't talk to the customers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But so I got in the Uber and then I went to the hospital and then we're gonna skip like these parts, but you basically arrived after Lagunsada, right? You finished your shift basically on that, right? Just finished and then meet me at work. I mean, me at the hospital. You met me at the hospital.
No, I didn't finish my shift.
Oh, you left early? Damn,
Yeah,
you got there
remember?
late still.
No. I left because when you was like, yeah, baby, you know what's going on. I'm like, huh? I say, yeah, I'm leaving. I didn't even tell you because I felt like if I would have told you, I said, just wait. No, I was not missing anything. I said, yo, I texted my supervisor. I said, yo, I got an emergency. Like, I gotta go right now. He said, oh, I hope everything is okay. Yeah, go. They don't give me a hard time when it's like something like that. Like, you know, when situations happen, I hit them up. They're automatically, no, make sure you get that handled. You know what I mean? So I was
So
like, I got a dip. And plus, they already knew you was pregnant and
pregnant,
pretty much due within those time
yeah.
periods. You know
So
what I mean?
how did that make you feel when you came to the hospital and you see me in pain?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was nervous. I was
Really?
scared, bro. I was scared because Allah, only Allah knows. Anything could go wrong.
Right,
You know
true.
what I mean? So in my head, I was making dua the whole time. Like, yo, are you okay? And I remember when I say
No, you
that
can say it.
about the drugs, the thingy, the apple.
Yeah, no.
I
You said
remember
drugs, epidural.
the epidural. Yeah, I remember the first bit that was like, I'm gonna do a natural one. And then she said, yo, make sure you let me know, like remind me or whatever, right?
Well, first of all, you skipped the part. We
Yeah.
got to the hospital, right? And then they couldn't get the baby's heartbeat. I mean, because I kept on moving around. Were you there for that part?
That was the beginning? No, I thought that was.
No, that was no. It was two part. It was the end.
Wow.
Then you try to tell me just sit down or something like that, and I'm like, can you get out my face?
Really?
Yes, I'm. And all you kept on doing was like, okay, stand up, calm down, babe, breathe in and out. And I'm like, bro, if
Was
you
going
don't
about
get
a
out my
movie.
face, if you don't get out my
Was
face.
just trying. I'm like, okay, I've seen this in the movie. Babe, breathe in. She said, get out of my face. I said, okay, let me leave this woman alone right now. I'm probably not the help she wants.
And then you're definitely not the help I want because you don't know nothing about giving birth and you telling me to breathe in and out.
Was going, you seen my wife and kids?
Yeah.
I was going, I was like, come on, babe.
But
Breathe
when
in and
you're in
out.
labor, you literally cannot even catch a break. You don't know what to do. At that moment, I just wanted to fly. What then?
She said, I just
Do you
wanted
know?
to fly. But back to
Oh,
the epidural
yeah.
thing,
So
right?
before my birth plan was to give birth naturally.
No
Try my
epidural.
best to thug it out. Even before you came to the hospital, the anesthesiologist asked me, do you want an epidural, ma'am? I said, no, don't show me that. I've got this. I'm for the people. And then
I'm a warrior.
he came back a second more. I said, mister, can I get it now? Is it too late? And the thing with me, I have small veins.
Yeah.
But he poked my hand like five times before he could get a
No,
vein.
you just skipped because when you said that, I was like, babe, you forgot. She said, babe. I think she didn't even finish her sentence. I said, let me be quiet. Because I remember, I'm like, yo, I know she said, yo, no matter what, make sure you let them know we're not doing the thingy. And I was like, I got you. I'm going to make sure. And then when she said, I said, babe, you forgot. I'm like, babe. She said, babe. I said, doing getting laka-laka right here is not my place to talk. It was like anything I say, it was like, no, yo, you just shut up. That's how I felt.
Oh my gosh, it's
It was a
hard.
movie, I ain't
So
gonna
then after I got the
lie.
epidural, and I was moving sailing
Mellow.
till like 7, 2 hours later, I was fully dilated. And then I gave birth. What was your, without getting too descriptive, how was your like reaction and stuff like
I'm
that?
seeing everything.
Yeah. What did that make you think of me first?
Nah, it makes you look at your wife way different. Because at first, I used to always think, me seeing a baby be born, I'm a faint. I said, there ain't no way I'm going to be able to see it happen. But I was, alhamdulillah, nothing. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't that bad, man.
Yeah, the way people make it seem.
I mean, maybe other people just like worse, you don't know.
Well, I was like, it was beautiful to me. I'm like, wow. It makes you look, and yo, even the doctor was like, this girl is strong. Like, yo, they just looked at her like, yo, she is not human. I'm like, that's my wife. Yep.
Really, they said that?
Yeah, the lady was like, wow. Like, she kept, wow. I'm like, that's my wife right there. You already know the vibes. That is my sweetheart. Yeah. No, but definitely it made me look at you differently. I'm not gonna lie. It made me like respect you more, way more. Because I
Are
was
you
like,
just saying that because everybody says that?
no, seriously, babe. Well, I was like, yo, wow. Like, one, bringing Bai into life, it was different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even the scare of the whole heart thingy, that was
Yeah.
mask terrifying. I'm like,
Oh yeah,
please,
I
like.
ate a chicken nugget when I was like fully dilated, and then after that they couldn't feel the baby's heart. Remember?
You think it was because of the chicken nugget?
Well, as soon as I ate that, nobody felt his heartbeat. They had to press a button, and you told me not to eat the chicken. And I was like, I ain't all that eating this chicken.
Yeah, see, I always try to warn the sweetheart, but
And then they
sweetheart
pressed
don't
a
want to
button,
hear
and
me.
all the doctors on the floor came into the hospital. But I was
Yo,
fine. They just didn't know I was fully dilated.
I remember one of the doctors. I still remember the guy's face and his hair. He had blonde hair with some curl, like his hair was curly. He had a whole
Oh
bun on
my
his hair. I kept looking at him. I'd say, "You better not even think of getting close to her legs."
Yo, let me tell you something, babe. I forgot to tell you something. When I was walking from like the check-in room to the actual labor and delivery room,
Yeah.
I was walking the hallway with no lankan.
Oh yeah, I kept trying to put the lankan on your head.
That was the last of my worries. I didn't even notice I didn't have a lankan on. Like, I'm just
Yeah.
walking, breathing. Literally, that was the last of my worries.
Yeah, that's
Yo,
crazy.
my gosh,
But
I
that.
didn't have no lankan on. All my outers, like my everything from my knees down, the
But it was
hospital gown is
mainly
out.
ladies there, so alhamdulillah. I didn't
Yeah.
really see. That's why I said I thought it was just women there. I was like, wow, this hospital is good. And then when I seen that guy with the blonde hair, I looked at him. I said, don't even think of getting close
Yeah,
to her
but
legs.
you saying don't even, you haven't said nothing to him, babe.
No, I'm saying in my head. Of
So
course, I'm not gonna say that to the doctor if he was the one that was.
if you would have got close, what would you have done?
I would have said, sir, oh, tapped him on the shoulder, brother.
I got
Brother, I
him
know you're
here.
not the only one that know what to do here. Miss, do y'all know what y'all doing? Been doing a part of it. Babe, babe. Listen, I will let a lot of people do things. Not this brother right here. You know what I'm saying?
Or you could have been like, step back, I know what I'm
Yeah, I
doing.
would have said, sir, I've watched a lot of movies. Just tell me what to do, brother. Because you are not touching her. I would do that.
No,
It was funny because literally, well, I'm not lying. That was the first thing in my head when I seen it. I said, don't you even think about getting next to her legs. Like, that's the
Kill
first thing. I didn't even care what was going on. Although, obviously, the scare was happening.
me.
My mind forgot about the scare. It just was like, this man better stay away, you know? But, alhamdulillah, it was nothing. Alhamdulillah, like, they ended up fine. No, because remember, she didn't know you was fully dilated at the
I literally
time.
said that, baby. You're not listening.
Oh,
I
I'm sorry. I talked too
said,
damn
yeah,
much.
they didn't know I was
That's
dilated.
why
Yeah.
the heartbeat
So
thing
good
happened.
thing, you know. And then I gave
Alhamdulillah.
birth 2 hours later. It was pretty
Yeah.
smooth sailing from there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
You feel like, how do you feel like the postpartum, like after giving birth, do you feel like you were supported and stuff?
What about the part when we surprised our parents? Did we ever say that?
Surprise our parents.
About my dad, he never even knew he was
Oh
pregnant.
yeah, after I gave birth, we FaceTime everybody.
Yo, I almost
Your
killed one of my
sisters,
friends.
everybody.
One of my guys almost got into a car
Oh
crash.
yeah.
I didn't know he was driving, man. I just said, bro.
Yeah.
I said, yo, bro, I got a surprise. Like, I said, yo, can I FaceTime you? I haven't seen you in a minute. Cause I didn't want to let him know. Cause a lot of my friends didn't know, as you know, cause Binta didn't allow me to tell him. So all my friends didn't know. So I'm like, oh yeah, now I got a time to surprise them. So I called one of them and I'm like, yo, bro, yeah, I want to FaceTime you. Everybody knew something was up because I don't call people. It's a bad habit, but I don't. They're like, why is VI, why you want to FaceTime me? I'm like, bro, just can I just FaceTime you, bro? Just pick up the phone. I didn't know he was driving his truck. My see, when I FaceTime him, I just showed Ba. That's the first thing. I didn't even show him my face. It was on Ba. He said, Layla, Big, hey, my I didn't get it. He said, I almost just crashed my car, the truck. I said, damn, but I didn't know. But yeah, I love the reactions we got when, like, with the surprises, especially my dad. That was my favorite one. My dad pretty much cried.
What did he say again?
He said,
Oh yeah,
Allahu Akbar,
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
He was there for a while.
First, he was, Anya I said, yep, it's my son. La Allahu Akbar. Eh
Yo, he was so
Allah.
happy.
And hey, Julie Jalali. Julie Jalali. Hey,
Jalali,
Jul Jalali
what
Khori, Allah. Nah, it was definitely. I think that was my favorite reaction.
Yeah.
Although my friends was funny, my dad's reaction
My
was the
mom was
best.
funny too. She literally dropped the phone.
Yeah, your mom just kept running around.
Oh my
She kept running
She
around
didn't
like
drop the phone. Was that a
she
bunny
kept trying
rabbit?
to show the baby to everybody. You like,
I'm like, Ma, come
ma,
on.
look, Malak bida, Allah, Allah. But now those moments with the those moments is something you can never forget. Or like, you know, my memories it sucked, but on those things, I can never forget those days. Like that's something I would cherish, and I would love to, if hopefully, have it in my phone and show it to Ba. You know what I'm saying? So he could see him as a baby, because none of us got to see that. I don't know how I look like a baby. I know how I seen.
Told him the story behind it.
Oh, my mom. So
why don't you have any pictures from your?
Yeah, I mean, I know how I look as a baby, but like, I won't be able to show Ba. My mom decided to
burn all the pictures.
My mom is, alhamdulillah, once she hears something about the deen and they say it's bad, yo, she goes 110 miles per hour, bro. So my mom is like, yo, they told her pictures in the house is bad. I think they meant by junging pictures. I don't know if they're saying having pictures in general, but I think they meant by hanging your pictures. But she heard pictures in your house is bad. The album, woman went and ripped them up and started burning them. My sister's trying to save it. They couldn't save a damn picture because she was smacking out their hands to this bad. And then when we found out, it was just hanging the pictures. That time it was too late. All her pictures was
bad. Like, uh-oh.
It was like, ah, I can't think it. It's still bad. I don't care. But I mean, you know, I get her reasoning, but yeah. I love mommy. God bless her.
I mean, so back to the postpartum, do you feel like you were supportive?
During the postpartum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I was like somewhat. I feel like I did my best. I'm not gonna lie. Because you know how it was. Alhamdulillah.
How was it? I don't know.
Binta was driving me happy. Okay. He thought I was gonna say nuts, right?
You wanna be happy?
Or you wanna be correct? You wanna be happy or you wanna be correct?
No,
you can't be both.
But I feel like you did try your best, and you don't know everything, but you learned.
But you asked me how I felt. I would say I was excellent.
Oh, okay, well,
but you, I gotta ask you how you think
like
I felt.
You did okay. I feel like you don't know any. I feel like you didn't know a lot about raising a child, period. So it was also like a big learning curve for you. But you know, you are constantly learning. Even me, I don't know everything, but I definitely know more than you.
She always says that. See how we all know who's the champion right now.
Yeah, but you are, you know, learning and stuff like that. So that's good.
That's all we can do as fathers is try our best to be a part of it and learn.
And be
as
there
much
for
as we
your
can.
Wife. It's not only about the child. Make sure you're there for your wife to support her.
Yeah,
ask her what she needs, because after you give birth, it's like you get hit by a truck, literally.
Yeah, how you felt like after? Like how you felt? Because you asking
felt,
me these questions. I don't
good.
Know.
I felt good like when I was in the hospital, but as soon as I came home, I felt like 15 trucks just ran by. Like,
15
boom,
trucks?
Boom,
subhanallah.
Boom.
Damn.
I felt like my body really, like, it hit a toll.
But you didn't look like that. That's what
yeah,
I'm trying to
I
say.
Yeah, because I'm being strong, babe. I have a child. I have to, like, it's not about me no more. It is about me, but, like, I have to take care of somebody else.
I know, because you're saying all that now, and I'm like, but you look regular to me. Like, you was doing the same stuff. I'm looking at you like, yo, this girl is
I gotta do what I gotta do.
I kept thinking it was the epidural. I said, yo, that epidural works.
Bro, that joint faded away, man.
It faded. You felt like it faded away while he was giving birth?
No, nah. It faded away like after. Remember? Okay. Remember, like my feet were kind of, my legs were numb.
Yeah.
And then after,
I think they said from hip down or something like that. Lump. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm not all lying to be honest. Now it really does that. You go, yeah. Alhamdulillah, though. Alhamdulillah for it. But yeah, so that was our journey of our son. Birth, you know, we kept getting off topic, so forgive us. This is how B&B edition is for the newcomers.
Right.
We go off and on, off and on, but at the end of the day, it's
we
still
get
gonna
it
be,
done.
You're gonna get, yeah, you're gonna know the story, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so alhamdulillah, we're grateful that, you know, Allah's timing is the best timing for those who are struggling to have a kid. May Allah bless y'all with one, because I always say, I feel like that's the biggest blessing. Money is good, don't get me wrong, but having a child, there's nothing like it. Like, you
and
come
if you
home,
ever feel like having a child is going to hinder your success, you are completely wrong.
Yeah, because a lot of, even the marriage, people be like, oh, bro, I'm going to wait to get married. I'm like, bro, what do you mean? Oh, you know, I'm trying to do this, do that. Get married. You could still succeed. And have a child, it trust me, it makes you better. For us brothers, even a sister. But I feel like for us brothers, it makes you, yo, One, the blessings really be coming. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it's a real thing. Like, you really see the blessings, right? Like, even just the blessing of him smiling at you, that joy that you feel.
It's like no other.
Well, like, I can't. Pinta smile, I like it. But my son's smile, I promise you, I look at her smile, it's nothing. But his smile, just seeing him look at you and smile at you or laugh at you, or the way he's growing, yo, it's beautiful. A lot. Like, only Allah knows. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really something that I wish everybody could experience, witness. Right? Yes, inshallah.
Remember when I gave birth, one thing my mom said was, she feels so relieved that I got to experience this.
Because how it made you, huh? How did it make you? Sorry, I know we said we were going to end the episode, but she just brought something. How do you feel like it changed you as a person?
It made me like more like caring and like more of like a protector and a nurturer. Mm-hmm. And it made me like, even though I've always been like hardworking, like, you know, always trying to set the future for myself. Mm. But like now it's like, it gave me more of a purpose, you know? Mm. I'm doing this because I want it for my children. Mm-hmm. I have to be a better person because my children are watching me. You know? Mm-hmm. It gives me more like a purpose in life.
But how do you think it made you, like, now you see how you gave birth. Now you're a mother. How do you view your mom now? Like, did it make you change how you react with your mom?
Yeah, or, definitely.
You
know what I mean? It made me, like, hitting it, like, have mercy on her more, like, and feel bad for her more. Especially, like, even now, still we have our conversations about, you know, all the things she did for me and stuff like that. Even yesterday, a couple of days we were talking and she said that when she just gave birth to my little sister, she had a C-section. Hmm. The next day was suddenly. And wow. I was literally crying like, Mom, I don't have a Sunday bag. I don't have a Sunday bag. She took me and went all the way to buy me a Sunday bag. And as a child, you don't know that. Oh, my mom just had surgery. Let me feel bad for her.
Yeah.
But it makes me like even appreciate her more. Like, you know, you literally can never pay your mom. And like, I say this now, like, oh, like my son can never pay me back. But I just became a mother. I still haven't been in the trenches, you know.
I mean, the carrying alone is.
It's hard. Yeah. But, you know, look at what our moms did for us. You know, they've done so much for us, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Because even my sister, she said, first thing my mom was like, when my sister gave birth, the first thing she did was call my mom and say, forgive me.
Uh-huh.
It was like, yo, you went through this, Ma, for me. And that's what I tell people, for you to raise your voice at your mom after all of the things that they went through is crazy.
Mm-hmm. And you know, nobody's perfect, too.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. But just think about it, like, she really just, do you feel like your bones was breaking or something like that? No, like during the birth?
To be fair.
I mean, because of the epidural, yeah, so you like can't. But I feel like our parents, they didn't do the epidural.
Not all of our parents. Some of our parents did.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So it's like the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look at it like, yo, she really went through 9 months of carrying me, doing all of this. Even though our moms are not perfect. Don't get me wrong. Some of our moms is different, but like, just don't raise your voice at her.
That's your mom. Even if she's not perfect, that's your mom.
Yeah, well, 100%. So I feel like with the sisters, because a lot of times it's the sisters that go back and forth. I'm just saying, not as because us brothers, we love our mamas.
Yeah,
we
but
mama
the problem
boys.
Be I don't be with our dads.
I mean, some yeah, because it's the bond. I don't know. It's different, but
don't be. I hate you. I don't like where you always do that. You always find a way to put the sisters down. Always.
I'm not putting sisters down.
To be
I'm
honest,
just
it's
facts.
Always the sisters.
I didn't say sisters, always. Bro. I said I'm just trying to. Because some brothers is hard headed. Even their mom tell them don't do this, they'll do it and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Were you not hard headed?
Girl, you know me. I'm a mama's boy. I'm not a mama's boy.
Babe,
mama's boy.
Were you not hard headed? Please don't say that. You're an angel child.
I'm a hard headed individual.
Child, he was hard headed. He's still hard headed.
Nah, bro, I ain't hard. I'm a hard-headed individual, right. But my mom would tell you how I am. She always says, "Yeah, kama tora kininga." You know that? Don't try that.
But we had a personal competition. That's not what she said.
don't try to do that. What she say? What she say? Nah, you gonna wipe her? Nah, my mom. You know, yeah. But like, just remember it. That's your mother, and even in the Quran it says, "What is that?" Don't even say oof. You can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? That's how high of a position Allah put the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I ever hear Ba say, I'm smacking the kid across the head. Are you all right? Are you okay, Mike?
He never gets to that.
Amina, but you know what I mean? Like, I think what us, I hope that by is like the child who, alhamdulillah,
I hope all their children are like
I mean,
this.
yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, or everybody. Everybody who gave birth, who's willing, who wants to give birth, that Allah bless them with a child. Even the ones that Allah didn't bless you with a child, may Allah bless you with it, because a child is the true blessing of life.
Amen. With that being said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
See you on the next episode. The next episode, we might have another topic, or we might just answer your questions depending on how that goes. Please make sure to submit a question. We love you guys, and peace.
Thanks for tuning in to
BNB
Edition.
Edition.
Yes, sir.